I'm happy to be here today, especially as it is my first time since Odefo you were elevated to the stool of this important traditional area. I congratulate you on your elevation and wish you a long and successful reign. I thank you also for your words of commendation and encouragement for the work my government and I have been doing. And I'm particularly pleased to hear of your own personal involvement in the 1D1F project by virtue of being obviously a successful pineapple grower farmer. I was here in the Kumfi on the 25th of August, 2017, some 7 months after taking office, to cut the sod for the construction of the first one district, one factory project of my government, the Kumfi Fruits and Juices Factory. In my remarks, I appeal for the unalloyed support of every Ghanaian for the success of this project. Unfortunately, our political opponents did not heed this call, with some going as far as calling this project a hoax and a political gimmick, and with some describing it as a grass cutter breeding house. Nearly 3 years down the line, we have confounded the doubting Thomases, those without faith and without vision. And I'm very happy to be here, back here in Ekumfi, and indeed very proud to commission the Ekumfi Fruit and Juices Factory. As we can all see, the project has been well planned and well thought through, with the raw materials needed for the successful implementation of this project already present and an outgrower scheme in place. The One District, One Factory initiative, amongst other programs under the Industrial Transformation Agenda of government, is designed to transform the industrial landscape of this country and build the capacities of local entrepreneurs and existing enterprises to produce high-quality products and services for both domestic and foreign markets. Further, it seeks to create employment, particularly for the youth, in rural and peri-urban communities, and thereby improve income levels and standard of living, as well as reduce rural-urban migration. That is why Ekumfi, which is one of the richest districts in the country in terms of natural resources, has validated the government's approach to industrialization through value addition. The Ekumfi Fruits and Juices Factory is a wholly owned Ghanaian company and has one of the most modern automated agro-processing plants in the entire country. A total investment of US$15 million, of which $10 million was the facility from the Ghana Exim Bank, has been made. Presently, the production capacity of the factory is 10 tons of processed juice per hour, utilizing some 10,000 fruits per hour. This means that this factory requires 4 acres of pineapple fruits to be harvested for processing every hour. It is for this reason that the Ekumfi outgrower model has been established. It currently has 1,000 acres of pineapple at 19 farm sites under cultivation and employing about 475 outgrowers. Already in total, this factory has created direct employment opportunities for over 550 people, including engineers, food scientists, marketing professionals, accountants, and technicians. In addition, more than 1,000 indirect job opportunities in Ekumfi and other adjoining districts have been created. Nananum, ladies and gentlemen, the Ekumfi Fruits and Juices Factory is yet another example of government's determination to promote the industrial transformation of this country. Government will continue to partner the private sector to establish similar modern factories, which would be globally competitive and take advantage of the African Continental Free Trade Area that will begin trading on 1st January next year. I commend the promoters of the Kumfi Fruit Juice Factory for putting up such an excellent modern processing facility in the Kumfi Nanibin in support of the industrialization transformation agenda of the government. I commend also the chiefs and traditional authorities for the release of land for the project and urge all the farmers and workers to be disciplined and eschew any negative tendencies that may undermine the success of this great project. To the hardworking Minister for Trade and Industry, Adan Chemateng, and the knowledgeable Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Exim Bank, Lawrence Hutchinson, I say a big ayeko. You have both outdone yourselves. Nana, therefore, in your welcome address, you refer to certain matters of concern to you in your traditional area, and I'll endeavor to respond to some of them. The Rose matter has been dealt with, I believe, by the Roads Minister. And I hope the answers that he gave you about those have been useful. The Sino-Hydro project, phase one of which included the Aquachrome and Misan Suprodo Road, has unfortunately, because of the COVID-19 occasioned some delays in the matter. Now the road is being clear, and I believe that, as the minister said, the bridge which has been constructed, the roads will be done accordingly. The other roads that Nana mentioned have also been referred to by the minister. And I did promise that I would establish a legacy and an homage to my very good friend from my university days and my competitor, the late John Evans Atta Mills, who's a native of this area. And it is going to be the Otuam fishing landing site for which Parliament has approved the funds and which is now ready for sword cutting. I will come and do it, and it will be named after John Evans Atta Mills. As far as the district hospital was concerned, there was a clear error and an oversight, and therefore it will be rectified, and the agenda 111, as you can see, the number of hospitals under the agenda has expanded from 88 to 111, Ekumfi will find its place in Agenda 111 when the hospital district. And we're looking towards the end of September, very early October, to begin the sword cutting. I would request you respectfully, Nana, that the site which is going to be the location for the hospital, that the site plan for that be sent through your Member of Parliament rapidly to the Minister for Local Government in Accra, so that the planning that is taking place will also encompass Ekumfi. I'm grateful for the assurance you have given us that the disturbance that took place during the registration exercise, regrettable in this and other parts of the country, are not going to be repeated in December. I have made a formal commitment to the nation, as sacred a pledge as I can undertake, that the December elections in Ghana are going to be conducted in peace. The elections are an opportunity for our people, in freedom, devoid of intimidation and violence, to make a decision about the future management of our country. There are some who see this occasion as an opportunity to force people to make a decision one way or another. I am not one of those who subscribe to that way of thinking. and I'm determined to make all arrangements possible to guarantee the peace, security, and stability of our country for the 2020 general elections. Ghana stands out on the continent, in our region and on the continent, as a country where democratic institutions and values, which the tradition for which I represent today, fought for over 70 years. It is not in my time that that image of our country is going to be disturbed. And I want you to have that assurance in full. This is what Dr. Dankwa fought for, a democratic Ghana, not a one-party state, not a country where only one man can speak, but a country where we can all speak. That Ghana is with us today, and it will stay so for our generation and for the times ahead. I want to thank you again, Odefo, for your commendation of the Member of Parliament of this area and the Chief Executive. I am taking the commendation also as a commendation of the man who appointed them to be Deputy Minister and Chief Executive. And I'm very grateful for that, as I'm also grateful for the offer of prayers that you have made for my presidency and for the government. I'm very touched by your concern, and thank you very much indeed. Nana, finally, I am also extremely humbled and honored by this heavy customary title that you have bestowed and conferred on me. Wow, that really is something extraordinary. And I'm hoping that I will not be the first president and only president in Ghana. I'll be the first, but not the only president in Ghana to earn this honor as times will get. The sea defense is the other, I've just been informed by the minister that the sea defense for Otuam is also one of the projects that is going to be in Imuna, that is going to also to be carried out. And I'm not quite sure, because of the limited time there is between now and the day of accounting on the 7th of December, I am by no means certain that I will be back again. I will do my best. But since I can't be certain that I'll be back again, I want to take this opportunity to introduce to you the man the New Patriotic Party has elected again to be our candidate in the 2020 parliamentary election. He's the current Member of Parliament for Ekumfi, and is now also the Deputy Minister for Fisheries and Aquaculture. I have found him an excellent collaborator. He has been working very hard in my government, and I'm very hopeful that he will be returned to Parliament to continue the good work that he's doing. Now, on these occasions, I cannot help but also say a little bit about myself. The government work, I've done it. But on the 7th of December, I'm appealing to you and to the people of Ekumfi and to the people of the Central Region who supported me and my party so magnificently in 2016. To renew their support and confidence in Nana and the MPP, and allow Nana and the MPP to have four more years and to do more for you. Thank you, and may God bless you and the people of the Ekumfi.